Old Touch Freak was the main name surfer, suspected of being a shoulder surfer, but he didn't know from shit about challenge response systems. Now Ramona A. Stone, we knew, was selling interest drugs. She got males all hung up on her mind filters. She was, if you don't mind me saying so, an update demon. Now Leon, he couldn't wait for 12 o'clock midnight. He jumps up on the stage with a criss-criss machete and slashes around, cutting a zero in everything. I mean a zero in the fabric of time itself. Was this a suspect? I says to myself, whoa, Gil Courage. But wait, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me take you back to when it all began.
You're traveling to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Well, I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, once I was happy, had lots of money, had lots of women to call me honey. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do since my gal went away. Cause I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, now I'm broken and got a dime. Well, all I got is a buried mind. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do since my gal went away. Cause I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up.
We'll be right back.
Is there another one?
Hello. Good morning.
Oh wow, what a beautiful day. The birds are kind of chirping. It's kind of chilly out, but you know, I think it's gearing up to be a beautiful Friday morning.
And this is
with Mark Ruffalo.
Can you turn it up in the studio? Well, that was beautiful.
I can't turn it up in the studio because when we have the mics on, it doesn't play in the studio so that it doesn't get picked up by the mics.
Classic.
Yeah, so we're smart on the headphones right now.
Good. So, yeah, I'm DJ Time Cop.
I am DJ Alex Trebek, and every single week, I kind of forget my DJ name. Like, right before I'm about to say it, I'm like, shoot. Okay, DJ Alex Trebek. Like, when you're...
What is DJ Alex
Trebek? When you walk up to the ATM and your PIN number, you like, you don't remember it, but you just know where your hand goes.
You're just like, oh, wow, yeah, good. You're like, you try to remember a credit card number, and you just kind of like say it offhand, and you're like, hopefully they either charge my card or like some other person's that also works.
Hopefully someone just buys me a pizza.
Yeah.
If it doesn't all work out.
Yeah, dude. So, did he win an Oscar?
Who, Leo?
No, man, Ruffalo.
Oh, Ruffalo.
Yeah. Did Ruffalo win the Oscar?
Yeah. Why do you think he's not here right now, man? He's partying.
He's still partying?
Yeah, dude. He's still partying.
When was that? Sunday?
He's at the Copley Plaza in Hollywood.
Wow.
Like the ballroom. He's just there.
He just posted up.
Party's
there,
going on.
Open bar for the past week.
He doesn't really have anywhere to go at this point.
Yeah.
You know? Except that's... So, since he won, I don't know if he actually won, but he definitely won in our hearts.
Well, yeah, we've been here since really, like, even before day one when it comes to his rise to you know, A-list stardom. We've had this show for a whole year, almost.
And in that year, he has
really, like, he went from being the worst Avenger to really being a wonderful actor. And we're really glad to see his transformation.
So we're going to play the Oscar nominee clip for his Best Actor in a Supporting Role nominee.
Okay.
Because it sounds really cool, and I think it'll translate really well to radio.
I know there's things you cannot tell me. But I also know there's a story here, and I think everybody will hear about it.
Do you think your paper has the resources to take that on?
I do. Do you?
The Boston priests molested kids in 6 different parishes over the last 30 years. The church found out about it and did nothing. We haven't committed any long-term investigative resources to the case.
No, we haven't.
And that's the kind of thing your team would do.
Spotlight? Guys, listen. Everybody's gonna be interested in this.
Obviously, the church will fight us very hard.
Trying to get some background information.
I don't want you recording this in any way, shape, or form. Nothing.
We understand you've settled several cases against the church.
I can't discuss that.
There aren't any records of any of these settlements.
Nope. When you're a poor kid from a poor family, and when a priest pays attention to you, it's a big deal. How do you say no to God?
Spotlight.
Just the tip line.
You think he's got something?
I want to keep digging.
We need to focus on the institution. Show me that it came from the top down.
They'll try to silence anyone who speaks out.
You leave me alone, you hear me, goddammit?
6% act out sexually.
6% is 90.
90 priests.
If there were 90 of these bastards, people would know.
Maybe they do.
You're going to give me the names and the names of their victims.
Are you threatening me?
I was doing my job.
Yeah, you and everyone else.
I am here because I care. We're going to tell this story. We're going to tell it right.
I'm hoping we can keep this between us until we all get on the same page.
Is that why we're here, to get on the same page?
We've got two stories here. A story about degenerate clergy and a story about a bunch of lawyers turning child abuse into a cottage industry.
Which story do you want us to write? Because we're writing one of them.
I'm not crazy.
They control everything.
This is not just Boston. It's a whole country. It's a whole world.
They knew, and they let it happen. It could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been any of us.
Wow, that was powerful.
Woo! I'm definitely going to... I didn't really know anything about that movie. Like, watching the Oscars was the first time I heard of it, actually.
Oh. Dude, it's a wonderful film.
I really think I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I recommend it. I think he sent a copy in, so we might have that already. Like,
it's on file?
Yeah.
In the stacks? Yeah. All right, while we play the song, we'll look around for Spotlight, and maybe we can play the whole film via the radio.
Yeah.
Like, we just watch it on my computer and plug the aux cord into the radio, and the world just...
I think that might be illegal. That's probably illegal.
So, here's a song.
It's called Interlude 6 by Bad and Blue.
Yes, you can do it again.
That was great.
Cameron Flowers.
Bad and Blue.
Honestly, I think Bad and Blue is the best band at Tufts. Right now.
I think, in terms of musicianship, it's probably it's like an A-team of like...
Yeah, they really...
It's like every really, really good Tufts musician.
Yeah, playing really good music.
I missed them at their last show, but...
Yeah, I haven't been to one of their shows in a while, actually. I should really make an effort to...
Yeah, they're playing all the time.
To get out there. So, apparently, 8 hours, 17 minutes, and 46 seconds ago, Kendrick Lamar dropped a new surprise album.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about
that? He kind of dropped it at, 7 o'clock on Spotify. There's, inaccessible tracks called Untitled Unmastered. 8 tracks, no names. Most of them are from 2014, but he had hinted that he had a lot of unreleased material, and suggested that there's probably more than this. But So Top Dog Entertainment posted on their website like a calendar, like a schedule of who, like everyone who's releasing, because like Absol, like Schoolboy, like all those guys are like all on the same label, and haven't released something in like a year or two. So, so they kind of hinted at a Kendrick release. People were like, oh, that'd be great, like, and it just dropped like by surprise, 7 o'clock yesterday. And then midnight they were available. So
that's insane.
Now they're available. It's like studio versions. There's the original Colbert one,
but not from Colbert.
But it's
the studio version of the Colbert one.
Studio version of it. And the blue faces, like the Fallon one, I think.
Yeah. Which one do you want to listen to? To start, we're probably gonna listen to more than one of them.
Probably three. Three. Yeah.
What did the Asian say? A peace of mind. That's what the Asian said. I needed divine intervention was his religion, and I was surprised. Him believing in Buddha, me believing in God. Asked him, what are you doing? He said, taking my time. Meditation is a must, it don't hurt if you try. See, you're thinking too much, plus you too full of yourself. Worried about your career, you have a think of your health.
What did the Indian say?
A piece of land, that's what the Indian said. I needed the man, telling me longevity. Send the third, should buy some property first. Your profit a better dollar with generational perks. Equity had its best, really you should invest. These tangible things expire, don't you expect? Income with so much outcome, and yes, look at my heritage, we blessed. A piece of pussy, that's what the black man said. I needed to push me to the limit that satisfied my hunger. We do it all for a woman from head cut to a war. We like it.
Sorry, didn't know that was explicit, because I thought it was played on TV.
I think he says nookie, which I think is also kind of a curse word.
Well,
I'm much more unsettled by the word nookie, which is also a Limp Bizkit song. It makes me think of Limp Bizkit. That's probably the most unsettling thing.
Here's Nookie by Limp Bizkit. That was Nookie by Limp Bizkit.
I don't know. That's kind of that's the downside of having an early morning radio show. You can't play a lot of fun songs.
Yeah, last week we got fined $25,000 for playing a song with a swear in it.
Yeah.
So
we really can't afford...
Can't do that again, guys.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of a one-shot deal. Can't really afford another $25,000. I'll die.
Yeah. So what clean music can we play?
Do you know if Doo-Wop by Lauryn Hill is clean?
Yeah, it's clean.
All right, I'm gonna play that, because that song was once stuck in my head for an entire weekend, and I think it's one of those songs that's like very much in my vocal range, which is pretty small. I'm not a very good singer.
Can you dub in for a chorus, maybe?
You want me just to turn the mic on and sing along? Cool. Here's Doo-Wop, parentheses, That Thing by Miss Lauryn Hill.
Yo, remember back on the bully when cats used to harmonize like... Yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the day. This is not the most of king, yo. It's about a thing.
It's
been 3 weeks since you've been looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. How you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again? Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably...
in. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again.
About that thing.
The second verse is dedicated to the man. All concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women. Him and his men come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, popping yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one that pack pissed out by the waist, man. Crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Intelligent women in here, man. Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
I say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. He wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something. I don't know.
It's a difference from loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Well, you tell me. What's the difference?
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, Shan, you can love anybody, but you looking at it like this. You taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, but no matter what he or she do. You looking at it like this.
If you fall in love, you can fall out of love. I just
love somebody. You might stop being in love with them, but you is not gonna stop loving that person.
Maybe sometimes they've never been loved before.
Yeah, true.
They've never been in love before. Or they don't know what the feeling is to be loved.
Yeah, she poetic.
She killed it. We can end that conversation with that, right?
Bro, that was that thing by Lauryn Hill.
That that thing always kind of gets to me. I don't know.
It really is.
The ending, the classroom or whatever it is after.
Yeah, it's getting
super
the miseducation
powerful. So Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Of Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Has a Tumblr. Did you know?
Mark Ruffalo has a Tumblr.
Mark Ruffalo has a Tumblr.
Mark Ruffalo has a Tumblr. That's crazy. What does he post about? Is he just like an angsty? Is this like an old thing, like from his angsty teen years?
No. He posted 2 days ago.
That'd be funny if he only did this when he was angsty, so it was all Hulk stuff.
His most recent post is him trying to. It's a picture of him trying to steal the big Oscar statue that was outside the Oscars, and a security guard stopping him. And it says, "I tried to make off with the big one. Security stopped me. Darn it. Hashtag Oscars."
How many tumblers did he get?
It got, how many? It got, well, Laugh Bish reblogged it. Can You Feel the Silence liked this. I Love It - 99 liked it.
I'm so surprised.
I Love It liked it.
I Love It, and I Love It 99. That's
great. Hirsch Tops reblogged it. And Flaming Dragon Cloud liked it.
That's it?
No. There's hundreds more.
Oh, I was like, wow, yeah. It'd be great if he was just like a very like quiet presence on Tumblr.
Something else that's great is that he shared an article that says that the Vatican panel kicks off meeting on sexual abuse by watching Spotlight.
Good.
That movie, it really wasn't mainstream Hollywood. You know, they had a really low budget. But it really kind of made an impact. That's what they were going for.
Yeah.
He also reblogged a set of 4 pictures. The first one says, "Art before dishes." And then next to that, "Appreciate your body, especially when it's working." And then, "Less internet, more love." Says the internet picture.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks internet, for telling me to get off the internet. Sure thing. Yeah. And then the last picture says, "Try again and again and again." Which one of those do you say fit your life? Like, which one of those is closer to your life motto?
What are the first two?
Art before dishes and appreciate your body, especially when it's working. I like art before dishes.
I like art before dishes, too.
But also, try again and again and again. And another one.
Yeah.
It says, "Advice from my 80-year-old self. An artist's bittersweet legacy of real wisdom from strangers."
Mark Ruffalo is 80 years old? Ages 70 to 88.
No, he reblogged it.
Oh.
And his comment is,
he looks fantastic.
No, he reblogged that one, which had 3,093 notes. And his caption is, "Love this. Great pieces of inspiration that serve as important reminders no matter where you are in life!" Exclamation point. And that one was liked by Dinkelberg.
Dinkelberg.
And Fall Into Light.
Do you think Ruffalo does his own tumbling?
I wouldn't say he's gone.
You think he's gone corporate? He's got a Tumblr for him? A Tumblrer?
No, I think he has a PR rep for sure.
Yeah. Probably but screens the Tumblr, has the password.
I don't know if it definitely has the password. It definitely does the artistic producing, like kind of like, sets the vibe.
Yeah.
But I feel like Mark posts his own stuff.
Like, yeah, he posts something and then she comes into his office and is like Mark, we can't.
You gotta take down that.
We can't do that. I'm logging into the Tumblr. Yeah, we can't run that. It's not gonna go.
Not cool.
Yeah, dude. You're gonna have to take that down. He's like, "No, I have artistic freedom. You're not going to tell me how to live my life." And he storms off and flips a table. And she kind of
steals an Oscar statue.
She has to go rogue and, you know, log into the account and delete it herself. So thank you,
Mark Ruffalo
and his PR agent, for both bringing joy into our lives and, you know, keeping your career safe.
Mark Ruffalo's publicist's name is Betsy Johnson.
Betsy Johnson.
She's a Sagittarius.
We salute you.
Mark Ruffalo is... No, Mark... Here's a song by Fleet Foxes called Ragged Wood.
Whoa, whoa.
And that was Kids by The Frights, who are going to be playing the Middle East
upstairs
during the day on Sunday.
1 p.m., I think.
1 p.m. with Swimmers, formerly known as Emily's Army. Swimmers is like a band from California, from Oakland. Dear friends of a dear friend They're gonna be they just released their album Drive North. It was produced by Zach Carper from Fiddlar. Really good. They released earlier the year, they released Miley and Uncool, which are both in the album. But we're gonna play now.
They're both meow-em.
Yeah, they're both on the album.
They're both
meow-em.
Meow-em.
And yeah, so this song is called Do You Have a Car? Yeah. Shouts out to Josh Burrell for showing me the song.
Sunday driving always felt so lonesome. It never rains here, it's dead anyways. And I can't stand the thought of riding right here. So maybe driving keeps you safe. Are you tired of waiting on some air to breathe? Are you tired of me? Are you tired of waiting? Are you tired of me? Baby, set me free.
Was Do You Have a Car by Swimmers, SWMRS. Yeah, they're gonna be at the Middle East 1 p.m. on Sunday. Check them out.
Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant list waiting to get a second chance. All because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplant. Fill out your advanced directives, will and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
So, Tags,
I like your shirt. What shirt is that?
This is a song called...
Yeah, wait, no. Actually, what shirt are you wearing?
I'm wearing a Patagonia fleece.
No, under that.
Oh, I'm wearing my Vice Fest shirt.
That's so interesting. I'm also...
No, what? Oh, my goodness gracious. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unprecedented.
I just realized that we're wearing the same exact shirt right now. I guess that's the unofficial uniform. We should inform.
Yeah.
DJ White Biscuit.
For all you Buffaloes out there. What do you think the name of our fans are?
I don't know.
Like basket heads or something.
Ruffalo Bones.
We'll think of it, all right? Ruffalo. We'll get back to you by the end of the show with the official name for our fans. But for now, all of the fans of Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo, wear your Vice Fest shirts today.
Yeah.
All right?
Happy Mark Ruffalo Day.
This is Sea Conch by Pale Hound. Thank you.
So that was
Sea Conk by Palehound.
And I think we came up with a great name. Buffalo
Ruff
Banter.
Buffalo
Banter with Mark Ruffalo. Fans are called
Ruffians.
Buffs.
They're called Ruffians.
They're called Buffs.
So for all you ruffians out there.
So we were kind of conflicted. We went with Buffs, and then almost immediately, as soon as we put it up on the page, we were contacted by the PR team of the University of Colorado Boulder. They sent us a cease and desist, saying that we could not use the name and likeness of Buffs for our own, like, personal craft. So this is where DJ Alex Trebek and I kind of differed in opinions.
I thought that we should respect their claim. You know, that's their thing. I would be upset if a radio show at the University of Colorado Buffalo... I would be upset if the University of Colorado Buffalo team started calling themselves DJ Alex Trebek.
Are you kidding me? I would be so honored.
I think that I would send them a cease and desist.
I think... I don't know.
So I can respect them sending us a cease and desist.
To heck with their fascist creative censorship.
So if any of you Buffians...
I would compromise with Buffians.
Buffians?
That makes it kind of sound like Buffy the Vampire Slayer fans, but...
I mean, they don't have to... I think that we have a lot of overlap with Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I think we attract the same kind of fans. So I think that's a big deal.
We're gonna
play one more song. I have to go because I have work at 9.
All right. I'm gonna also hightail it out of here.
Cool. So this has been a great show.
Yeah.
I have thoroughly woken up since the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And I hope that you guys have too. I'm DJ Alex Trebek.
I am DJ Time Cop.
And this is Buffalo. Buffalo.
shit has hit the fan. Hey!